up, guys, and welcome to another episode of the
Unfiltered Love Podcast.
Oh, the crickets.
I just wanted to throw something cool in there.
That was nice.
Yeah, thank you. Anyways, I wanted to add like a nice touch.
So today's a very, very patriotic episode.
America.
Exactly.
America.
So today, when you are watching this video, the day that it premieres the video,
America.
It is 4th of July. So as a result, I am wearing my...
Oh, hey.
4th of July pants. I only wear these when I play Canada and 4th of July.
Wow.
So yeah, and I will wear those in Canada when we play.
Is
that sort of douchey?
I mean, it could be interpreted like that, or... there could be humor found in it. I think there are two directions that one could take that.
Yeah, that's true. I do actually, there is one fan in Toronto, Montreal. I confuse the two cities. I'm going to go with Montreal. Mm. And she actually also wears American flag pants, so we will be matching. So I won't like look totally ridiculous.
That's right, America.
America.
America. So why will you be in Canada?
Oh, wow. I can't believe you would ask that.
Yeah,
gosh,
that's crazy.
That's so wild. by now, mm-hmm. we are going on tour.
Yeah.
If you did not know, we are going on tour. Hi, my name is David. I release music under the name Future Sunsets.
Hi, my name is Jacqueline, and I don't. I have a YouTube channel, but I sing sometimes for fun, and this is extremely outside of the limits of my comfort zone. But hey, I'm doing it anyway. Come see me on tour.
Exactly. So together, we are putting our powers together, and we are going on tour across not only the United States, we're going into Canada, and we are also going across Europe and into the United Kingdom. Yeah, that's pretty exciting. We're actually, by the time this episode has come out, we have already put the Europe and United Kingdom tickets are on sale.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Is the UK part of Europe?
Well, you can say UK and Europe. That's acceptable.
That's the whole Brexit thing?
Yeah, you're fine the way you had it originally.
Okay, cool.
You don't need to overthink these things.
Okay, yeah, I'm not really caught up to date on all these.
All that really matters, America, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
Happy 4th of July,
Happy
damn it.
4th of July, that's all that matters.
Get your gun and get your flag and get your beer and Jesus.
What are we going to do on 4th of July?
I don't know.
There's two options. Option one, I throw a barbecue here.
I vote that option.
Which is also your house, so we throw a barbecue.
We throw a badass barbecue.
We can. Last year I did this on 4th of July, and let's just say I should have had the fire extinguisher nearby. The flames were like so ridiculous.
We have a giant 4th of July party. We get everyone super hammered,
okay.
And then we do a podcast and have people come in here and give their relationship advice hammered.
Like a 4th. That sounds like a total nightmare.
It does. It's a great idea. Anyway.
we'll try that. Either that or you're going skiing.
Okay, but you know, your friend Joey that we go with, mm-hmm. he broke his toe. He does not want to go.
His toes are so stupid.
Toes are important parts of your body.
He like texted me and he like used it as, and you know, I know he listens to these podcasts now. Mm. He like used it as, not sort of like an excuse, but he like texted me and it was like, you know, but like I broke my toe. And I just was like, dude, your toe, like you good.
I mean, you shouldn't just, like, brush that under the rug. I mean, toes, like, that hurts.
It would hurt to brush that under the rug if you had a broken toe, mm-hmm. but I'm just saying.
Me.
Hey.
Mm,
that's loud. So loud. Yeah, jeez, yeah. I'm just kidding. Joey. I love your toe. That's...
See, I'm really trying to incorporate the sound effects into this episode.
Yeah, that's really good.
I'm trying really hard.
So, we just started by having fun, and that's not what this podcast is about.
Yeah, you do not have fun on this podcast.
No.
Damn it.
No. I am also wearing silly pants this time because last time somebody made fun of me for wearing purple pants. So you can suck it, guy that made fun of me for wearing purple pants.
People are so nasty online.
They really are. I used to always wear colorful pants.
I like your colorful pants.
Yeah, me too.
And I like to take them off.
Yeah. No, I actually like to take them off too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was making a sexual joke, but...
I was making a comfort joke.
Okay. Well, anyway, this episode is not about having fun. This episode is about falling in love, which can be fun, but can also be terrifying and anxiety-inducing and heartbreaking.
That's true. Well, this will be exciting.
Yes.
I'm glad to be talking about that. But before we dive into the topics of today...
Let me take a selfie.
Okay, please.
No, I just...
Oh, no, okay. Before that...
Go ahead.
And after announcing that the Imperfectly Human Tour is on sale and that they can buy their tickets,
where can they buy their tickets?
ImperfectlyHumanTour.com.
Wow, how convenient that URL is.
Yeah, I know. That's so cool.
Wow.
Anyways, so other than all of that awesome stuff, I'm going to read a review.
It's time for a review.
A review.
A review. I am on it with the sound effects.
We got to start doing this more.
Yeah, I know.
So if you did not know, when you are listening to this podcast on the podcast app, which I believe is called Apple Podcasts, or Google's got something like that.
Google Play.
And then Spotify, they don't have reviews. But you can
subscribe.
You can, or just from your balcony, just shout out your review. But anyways,
I love this podcast.
So today we are going to be reading a podcast on the Apple Podcast app from Elizabeth.Stokes. Oh.
I'm pouring wine.
And Elizabeth says, subject line, fantastic podcast. And it says, I love this podcast. I've followed Jacqueline on her YouTube channel for years and have related to her relationship struggles. And this podcast has been helping me greatly to recover from a toxic relationship situation. So I am very grateful. Very excited to see where this goes in the future. Well, that was cute.
I'm really sorry that you relate to me. I feel you.
Thank you so much for the nice review,
Elizabeth.Stokes. And we are stoked for that review. Hey! I'm so sorry. I'm sure she gets that all the time.
Yeah, she probably does. So we are coming up on 300 reviews.
Ooh.
Something funny. I was in a boy band a few years ago. That's sort of how I ended up in Los Angeles. Oh, cheers. L'chaim.
Over the expensive equipment.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I was in a boy band a few years ago. Did you know that?
Yeah, I loved NSYNC.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Not that one. When we hit 200 reviews on a song, one thing that our manager promised our fans was that he posted a photo from our Twitter of Thunder Down Under, you know, those like Jack guys that are Australian and they like usually do a show in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, he posted a Thunder Down Under photo and then he was like, if we hit 200 reviews, the guys in the band will take a Thunder Down Under photo. And we hit 200 reviews and we were all like, had just recently eaten a bunch of burgers and we were just like, we were not like photo ready and we weren't. Anyways, they lined us up and they took a shirtless photo of us like all wearing towels. And if I have this by the time our editor is editing this, I will have sent him that and that might be embedded in here. But that's an awkward photo that I was hoping would just get disappeared into history. But because we're about to hit 300 reviews, I felt like I would bring it back. And if we hit 300 reviews, Jacqueline will also take
I don't think
take a Thunder Down Under
photo. No, I was thinking, what if we get to like 500 reviews? I'll take a bunch of sexy photos of you and we can make like a whole calendar. Of just you, like, on the beach with, like, a, you know, lace flowing behind you, like those tampon commercials in slow-mo. And you have, like...
I mean...
or I could take, like, oh, what's this birthday cake? I got it all over my nipples. Or yeah, I'm so sorry.
We could make a really funny calendar.
Yeah, like, you're trying to be all sexy, and I'm just, like, clearly uncomfortable. And
why
like,
am I have to be the sexy one?
Because you're the guy. It's funnier.
That's true.
Yeah. And I'm just like, what? In every photo? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
That'll be at 500 reviews.
That'll be sweet.
Wow, we haven't even really started what we're supposed to talk about.
But that's what most podcasts do. That means we're getting better at podcasting.
Yeah. I feel accomplished right now. Yeah. Wait. Which one is it? Thank you so much.
That's really sweet.
I'm really working on the sound effect.
Okay, so today it looks like we have a Patreon submitted fan question.
We have a mononymous question.
It's a mononymous one. So if you did not know, this podcast is funded by the incredible people who support us over on patreon.com/Jacqueline and David. Mm-hmm. So that is where you can actually submit questions about relationships and cool things like that. So we can read them. And if you're extra awesome, you can submit a video question.
But totally no pressure, because that is a very vulnerable thing. But super cool, because your face can end up in the video version of this podcast.
Exactly. And if you shoot your video question on a green screen, our fans can download that video and do whatever they would like with it. So make sure you submit your questions with a green screen background.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a really good idea. Just saying.
I'm just going to put, like, flying cats in the background. I'm going to...
That's so
like
funny.
That. Yeah.
That's so funny. We should totally encourage that.
Oh God.
We're like, don't worry, our editors are gonna put you in a fishbowl. And then
we are professional relationship advice experts.
Yes. We're just not qualified.
Submit your questions with a green screen.
All right. Today's question. So I'd like to stay anonymous since he might listen to this too. Oh, wait. Sorry. I skipped the first part.
Uh-oh.
Hey, David. Been a fan of your music for years. Freaked out to hear you were coming on tour to Austin, Texas. Can't wait to see you and Jacqueline sing together, smiley face. Woo. I'd like to stay anonymous since he might listen to this too, haha. So I've been dating this guy for 2 months. Not long, I know. And I feel like I might already love him. Oh, it seems too soon, maybe. He does things like stare into my eyes and takes a deep breath like he wants to say, I love you, but then doesn't. There are so many little moments like that. We spend a lot of time together, and he's introducing me to his closest friends. Please help. Can you please give me some signs of being in love? Like, what emotions can I look for to know for sure? I hope you pick my question and can't wait to meet you.
Aw.
That's very sweet.
I don't think 2 months is too soon. And I know everyone would say that it is.
Too soon to...
like, feel like you love someone.
I already love him. You know, love is an interesting thing. That's all I got. That's all.
I mean, okay, so technically, the day that we count as our first day of dating.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Is the day that, I mean, we both said that we were falling in love. We didn't say, like,
yeah, we watch
I love
a lot
you.
Of, we watch a lot of The Bachelor.
That had not happened yet at this point in our relationship. But, like, we count the first day of us dating as the day that we both said, I'm falling in love with you, because the day that he officially asked me to be his girlfriend was like, what, a week after that? A couple weeks after that?
A couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah, and it just felt so weird because we were having a hard time remembering that day. I'm like, let's just retroactively make our anniversary when we said that, because that was like the day.
Well, and also that was like we did a trip out of town. We like fell in love that trip, straight up.
But like, that was like, we consider that the first day of us like dating, but. We've been hanging out for a while at that point, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
A couple months?
Yeah.
How long?
I don't really know.
Well, our first date was what, in like August or something?
I don't know.
Oh, God. We need to download Anonymous Dating
Anonymous.
App.
Wow. Whichever one.
We're not going to say.
Yeah.
But
and go read those messages?
We should, because I want to know what that date was. But I don't think 2 months is too soon.
I know, because like then you got all, so many.
So that was.
But in life, you have so many sort of stages of like connecting with people and like developing these deep feelings.
Yeah. So that was pretty quick that we said falling in love.
Well, but we're also like pretty keen on mm-hmm. what we like and don't like in people, and like then as mm-hmm. we started to dial it in with each other, we were like, oh, this is great, this is awesome, like figuring it out really quickly. So it was like,
mm-hmm.
like, I mean, as we were like getting into this thing, we were like, man, we're all right,
super
so
screwed.
we should probably like travel around and like have our families all meet. We should meet our families right now. We like went on tour. The first time we ever went on tour is not the upcoming Imperfectly Human tour. The first time we went on tour was when we traveled around to meet all of our family members.
Hometown dates, yeah.
We did hometowns, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, so this upcoming tour is our second tour.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So,
We didn't say I love you, though.
No.
Until...
A shooting star.
A shooting star at the very end of December.
Yeah, that was really cute.
That was like the first. So that was like, I mean, I don't know, but it was such a struggle for me.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to say it before that so bad.
Me too.
But I was like, oh, I don't want to be weird and creepy.
Vulnerability is a strange thing.
Yeah.
As far as like not wanting to necessarily be more vulnerable than the other person or something like that. Like there's sort of an element. I don't know. I didn't really have that so much. I just sort of fell into it. I was like, yeah, fuck it.
Oh, no, I was terrified.
I mean, I'm terrified, too. I'm not trying to, like, get hurt or anything. But, like, I sort of didn't think I was going to.
Really?
I mean, you're a little scary.
Aw.
But, like,
really? I don't want to be scary. Why am I scary? Oh, my God. Do you still think I'm scary?
No. No. You're, like,
Was that truthful?
You're not scary at all.
Uh-huh.
I'm the scary one in the relationship. Do you remember what happened with the arm wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. I am the scary
so
one
I challenged
here.
David long ago.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
Arm wrestling. Well, maybe they didn't listen to last week, but they should.
Yeah.
Just because I wanted to hold his hand. And I didn't actually think I was going to win, but I just wanted to like be close, you know, and touch your hand. And
so I kicked her ass. I slammed her through a table, and that's why she is scared of me. Yeah, that's right.
That's healthy.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't know. I felt like I had that feeling pretty strongly, pretty quickly.
Okay, so it seems too soon, maybe. That's a part of this question, is their wording.
See?
That hesitation.
I think that's like a societal pressure, that there are certain timelines where things are acceptable, and before that, it's creepy and weird.
True. You moved into my place.
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
Yeah. I feel like that. I mean, I felt like that, too. I was like, that's why I was like holding back, because I thought you were going to think it was too soon to say that, even though I felt it. And I knew you felt it, too. Like, it was obvious. I think for both of us, we were doing things like introducing each other to our families and all these like very serious things. But it was hard to say that because there's this pressure that there's a timeline for certain things that you're supposed to match up to. And we were definitely sooner than, I guess, what most people would do. And that makes you feel like you're doing something wrong. Like, oh, then this must not be, I'm doing something. Yeah.
You questioned it a few times where I think you would ask me, like, are we moving too fast? And I was like, no, you're going so fucking slow on the snowboard right now. You're not going fast enough.
Listen.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not good at that. I'm trying.
But that's something that she's doing for me.
I'm trying. Like, this is not ever in a million years something I would have ever tried on my own outside of loving someone that is, you know, very passionate about this activity.
So, yeah, you definitely weren't moving too fast.
Whatever. I'll just take it. So, what's the question?
It seems too soon. Anyways, later on, the question is, can you maybe give me some signs of being in love? Like, what emotions can I look for to know for sure?
Mm-hmm.
Signs of being in love. Well, I do believe we've come up with a list.
We have.
Is this true?
I have a list. I have a top 10 list.
Top 10 lists of signs of when you are falling in love?
Yes. I'm going to save that, though, because I want to go on a rant for a second.
Uh-oh.
So I was curious what the standard interpretation of the definition of being in love is. So I did, you know, some searching online to see, like, and all these, like, dumbass articles popped up, like 10 signs you're falling in love, you know, like 15 signs, well, almost like a random number, like 37 signs, like, why? I don't know. So I looked at all these things, and like, I started to get like frustrated reading through all these like really shitty articles, because the things that they would say are signs of love were 100% signs of like crazy weird obsession and infatuation, maybe. But some of them, like, obsessive thoughts about someone. Like, you just put them on a pedestal and you worship them and everything they do is perfect and all their wrongdoings are fine for you.
And collecting their socks.
Yeah, like, and sniffing them.
Sniffing and collecting their
show
socks.
Show feet, right?
Like, yeah.
Just show feet all the time.
I mean, yeah.
So I'm going to see what your interpretation is of some of these crazy things I saw online.
Okay.
All right. Verbatim, you're literally obsessed with them, was one of the websites.
Literally?
You're literally obsessed.
Okay.
How is that a sign of loving someone? That sounds like the exact opposite. Because you're not clearly seeing someone for who they are. You know, you're like projecting.
Yeah. I think our obsession is healthy.
I wouldn't call it an obsession, though.
No.
Like, the guards have been let down. You've seen the nasty sides. You know, we've seen each other's flaws, and it's not like we pretend that those flaws aren't there.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have any of that.
Another one is, you daydream about them all day.
That's so unproductive.
How do you get any shit done? You just can't stop thinking about them.
There's an element of that I like.
You can't stop staring at them.
Okay, that's like, I usually do most of the driving, so I think that.
Oh, this one was weird to me. You don't feel pain as strong. I mean, like, I guess there's something to having a partner to share things with, and that can lessen the weight on your shoulders. But that doesn't mean you don't feel pain as strong. Like,
yeah, that's when you fell, like, skiing, you were pretty hurting.
I was mad at you.
Yeah, no, I felt the pain.
Because you're like, this is fine. This is just like that other hill you did, and it certainly was not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought this was a weird one. You don't feel pain as strong.
Yeah, I definitely don't think that's, well, yeah, not good. Mm.
Your heart rates synchronize.
I mean, you're like the medical professional here.
No, I wouldn't say that. But I mean, that's just like a weird one. Like, how do I know if I love him? Well, are your heart rates synchronized? Well, I never thought to done check that. I don't know.
I like the idea of that, like, poetically.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only, yeah.
You're always smiling.
I have that problem.
I mean, yeah, that's not a problem to have. That's an awesome quality. I wish that I had that. I am more easily frustrated with things. But I think that that's also, this is just always smiling just means.
Because, yeah.
It just, I feel like it's another, like, how is that a sign of love? You know, like, yeah, you want to smile more than you would have without them, but just to, like, walk around all day, like, you know?
I do find my cheeks and jawbones hurting more. And last night,
you hurt
my abs with laughter.
I forget. What were we even talking about?
I don't know. Some stupid shit.
Like, really funny, though.
I'm sorry I'm cursing this episode. I don't know what's going on today.
I can't believe you said shit.
I did, yeah. Demonetized.
Hashtag demonetized. What was it? Something hilarious.
I don't know, but it was probably like 1 a.m. We're like 2 a.m. and we're just like in bed giggling.
That was fun.
Yeah, that should be a sign on your list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's the last one. It feels like you're always just on drugs.
You know, it depends on what we took. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I just didn't like, these were all like really shitty articles, but articles on how to know you love someone. I just thought that was really bad advice.
So we're going to help define the actual top 10 signs for how to know you're
like,
falling in love with someone.
Real things, like real feelings, real like strong emotions that aren't just surface level like giddiness.
Shall we get to it as soon as we get back from our break?
Our break?
Let's do it. And we're back. That break. I hope you had a sweet break. I don't know what happens.
I know, it's such a mystery.
Really, yeah, it really is.
Could have been anything.
Yeah, really could. Yeah, totally could have been. Anyways.
It could have been an ad for our upcoming tour.
Wow, wait, the Imperfectly Human Tour?
Yeah, you know where you can get tickets at imperfectlyhumantour.com?
Wow, that's so crazy.
Could have been that.
And we're playing like all over the United States and Canada.
Yeah, 27 shows.
And then we've got 10 shows across Europe and the United Kingdom.
Would have been crazy if it was an ad for that.
Wow.
Sorry. So we left our heroes last talking about really bad advice found online. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I know.
Bad lice? Lice? Bad lice you find online.
There's no such thing as bad lice.
Bad love advice.
Oh.
That you find online.
By the way, do you remember the tweet that we tweeted right before we started this episode?
The tweet that we tweeted.
We tweeted a tweet. We tweeted.
Wow, neither one of us can speak English.
We tweeted a tweet right before we started this episode that said, anybody who buys a ticket to the tour, within the next hour, we're going to read their name on air of recording the podcast.
Oh, shoot. Did we get one?
We just got one from Carrie Selly Hansen.
Freddie!
Who's Freddie? That's now Carrie.
No, I know, but it's my friend Freddie.
Oh.
That's amazing. What's up? Thank you so much for getting a ticket. I'm so stoked. I cannot wait.
So she is coming out.
Yes.
She's coming out from, we can probably say, I guess we said her
Hell
whole
yes.
name.
I'm so excited.
She's coming all the way out from one of the Dakotas. I'm just trying to keep it vague here.
So you know that viral shampoo that I use? The red hair dye?
Yeah.
I get it all from her.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and our show is in Minneapolis on September 2nd, and she is going to be driving all the way out, just like we're driving all the
way out. I'm so stoked. Thank you for making that drive. I feel so bad when people say that they're, you know, far from our places that we've chosen to tour because we tried so hard to be I mean, minus the Pacific Northwest. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you guys sort of suck.
Sorry, David's parents.
Yeah.
That are okay. But I mean, we really did try to route it in a way that was, you know, going to be able to accommodate a lot of people, but still, like, a lot of people have to drive several hours. So yeah, but if, like, you're doing that, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Are,
I, like, tried.
Just like meet us in the middle. We're doing 10,000 miles. Like,
why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Yeah, copyright. Yeah, no, yeah, no. But if you do drive out to these shows and you do the few hours or whatever it is to make it out, that's amazing. We are so excited to see you. Jacqueline is so excited to sing for you.
Stoked.
Yeah.
All right, so minus the bad lice you get on the internet.
There's no such thing as bad lice.
It's love advice. I'm just making that a thing. You know, I'm abbreviating.
Cool.
No more bad lice. Just want good lice.
All right, good lice from now on.
On the
Let's
internet.
Go through the Jacqueline and David's top 10 list of how to know when you are falling in love.
This is going to be good. All right, the first one, and this is in no particular order, minus the last one. I wanted to be the last one because it's the most important. So starting with just any random one, you plan for the future together.
Wow. So you, like, dove right into one that's, like, a very real.
Mm-hmm.
A very
all
real.
All of these are very real to
yeah.
me. Yeah. So, I thought about this for a while. These are all very real to me.
My commentary on that is in the relationships I've had in the past, which have usually been long and have usually not ended in a firestorm of an ending like yours.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
What's that
be.
Like?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I do, not to say that I wasn't in love, because I certainly was, but I think that the biggest thing that I was sort of struggling with was I couldn't truly realize and build out the trajectory of the future.
That's tough.
I couldn't, like, I could sort of see it, and I'd be, like, imagining all of the compromise on both of our ends and, like, envisioning what that would be. But it just wasn't a clear understanding without too much compromise. That is my analysis of it. So I agree.
See, I had a similar problem where anytime a conversation about the future was brought up, it got uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Like, I used to watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, and
oh
they would
God.
Have these conversations about the future, right? Like, one day when we have kids, or where are we going to live together, or all these, like, hypothetical, but, you know, future talks that they were having would always make me feel uncomfortable, because I'm like, oh God, like, I'm not having that talk with who I'm dating right now. And anytime anybody ever brings that up to me, like, oh, so, you know, what are you guys thinking? Are you thinking about taking this next step? It's always like, ah, maybe one day. But it's always, like, awkward.
Yep.
You know?
I've had that bachelorette moment, like, where what you're watching on screen is just sort of, like, more beautiful than what you have going on next to you. And it's just, like, sort of awkward and, like, it's nice to watch that show with you and not, like, have that.
We should have put that on the list. You can watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette together and not feel entirely inadequate with your relationship.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
This is the first time where I'm like, huh, this is great.
Yeah, we could totally go naked bungee jumping.
I would naked bungee jump with you.
You are lying right now. You would not.
I would be naked with you.
And bungee jump?
I would rather eliminate that part of the equation. I'd rather just be naked with you.
I'd totally do.
Damn it.
Yeah.
See, that's terrifying. Heights are not my friend.
I'm just sort of curious about the physics of, like, genitalia and, like,
wind
resistance. Think about that. And then just, if you drop an apple and you drop a bowling ball at the same time, they both land at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
Gravity. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Where?
I know. So anyways, I think a lot about, like, testicles and.
Anyway, so you plan for the future together.
Okay.
You plan for the future. My next one I feel like might be a little controversial.
It's 11-11, make a wish.
Ooh, I wish. Did you just. Shit in your pants.
that's the universal,
like,
sound for,
like,
a wish.
That's like the sound a baby makes when it's pooping.
No, that's a wish. That's the wish. Oh,
okay, well, all the parents out there, your baby's not pooping. It's just making a good wish.
That's
to
a,
poop.
That's
okay.
I hope you made one.
Anyway, so my next one might be a little controversial, because I feel like there are a lot of people nowadays that do open relationships where they're polyamorous.
Oh, like us. Okay, sorry. No, it's like, I can't make jokes like that anymore.
No, because I have dated guys.
I know.
Who, but my like, humor really pushed that on me.
I know, yeah.
If you love me, you let me have sex with other people because sleeping with other girls makes me happy. And if you love me, don't you want me to be happy? Man?
Yeah, no, you're right. And I
Real conversation.
I'll try not to joke about that one.
Thank you. So I am thinking that for me, at least, whenever I am in love, I am very tunnel vision. I am unaware of other people. Like, I'm blind to even the thought of being with any other person. Like,
you are all I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a tunnel vision type of thing. And I know that, like, you know, in relationships where I haven't been fully invested, I have, you know, felt more uncomfortable in the relationship. And I have wondered, like, maybe I would be happier with someone else. Not that there was anyone in particular that I was thinking of, but I would have that thought, like, maybe this isn't the best situation for me. But if I'm in love, then I would never, like, question.
I completely agree with you on that. It's sort of like the, whatever, there's other people in the world, but you are who I want to be with. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's my second one.
I like it.
My third one is that you fart.
What?
You fart.
Oh. Are you referring to comfort in a relationship?
Yeah.
But you don't really fart. We talked about this. Didn't we talk about farts last week?
I'm a girl. Girls don't fart.
You do. You do fart. You just like sneak
them. I do the SBDs.
Yes.
Or sometimes they're not Ds, but they're just S's.
Yeah. Well,
the S and Ds, you know what I'm saying? SDs?
Yeah, the S and the D. everybody farts. I think that's a universal thing. But as far as comfort with each other, that's something.
But I mean, like,
That doesn't mean that if you like are in a weird relationship where you intentionally don't know the other person farts or poops or something real like that, that doesn't mean that you can't be in love, I don't think. Are we saying that?
No, of course not. But I do think it's a sign of just being
comfortable.
Fully yourself, fully comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
If you have a pimple on your face, I'm a pop it. If you have to fart in front of me, I won't be mad at you.
Yeah, just very, very, yeah, no, in fact, I'm actually going to ask you to pop it for me because I sort of have a fear of popping my own pimples.
I know you do. I like to do that for you. I'm weird.
Yeah.
I have no problems doing that. But, like, things like that, like, you know, when you're with someone, there are going to be things that happen in your life that are going to be potentially uncomfortable. Like, you know, you could be sick. Like, I might throw up in front of you one day. Like, what are you going to do if someone is, like, unhealthy and you need to care for them? Like, you have to be comfortable.
That is very true.
And I do think that that is something that you wouldn't have necessarily if you didn't fully embrace someone you were with.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe people wouldn't agree with that, but that's just my opinion.
I agree.
This one, I think, is important. They really make you want to be a better person.
They make you want to be a better person.
Yeah.
I like that because, for example, like, I have stuff that I want to work on.
Mm-hmm.
For example, not making jokes about things that are sensitive to you, and that you are sensitive to. But I have things that I need to work on that I want to work on. For making you happy and for us and for making us better.
Yeah, me too.
I think that's
I also want you to work on those things. I'm kidding. No, I think it's important because, like, everybody has their baggage, right? Everybody has their shit. But when you are with someone that you love, I think you really prioritize working through your shit because you want to be the best version of you for your partner. And I don't think that's necessarily something that people are willing to do if they don't truly love the person they're with, which is sad because you should always want to do it for you. But if you recognize that you have like unhealthy patterns that are negative for someone else, then you're
always
like, oh shit, like I can't be doing that, you know?
I think relationships are always a give and take, but when you're willing to prioritize the relationship over your own selfishness, I think that is the key. And it's always good to work on areas that need improvement.
Very true. Number five, you are willing to try things that you don't like, that push you out of your comfort zone to make the other person happy.
Oh, yeah. What are you talking about?
I'm giving myself major credit for this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, skiing is terrifying for me.
Oh, I mean, I thought you were talking about that other thing.
What are you talking?
I always wanted to try that.
Is this another weird joke?
No, yes. You just don't get what I'm talking about. You trying things outside your comfort zone? No, you're not.
Are you talking about a sex thing?
Maybe. Okay.
You're never... so ridiculous.
Sorry.
I'm like talking about like an emotional thing
Oh, like when you go skiing. That's what I was talking about the whole time.
You show interest in other people's interests, even if they are not your own, because you want to share that thing with that person, even if it's something kind of scary for you.
I agree.
Jesus.
Yes, I will do Christmas with you. And I will be the best at Christmas, and I will take that on, and I will learn, and I will do the cookies and the tree. I'll cut a tree down for you.
I don't really want that.
Well, whatever the traditions
are. I actually think
are.
Like the fake Christmas trees are better, because then they don't make a mess and you don't kill a tree, and you can literally use the same one every year, and you can just light a candle that smells like Christmas trees. It's fine.
Huh. But what if we try to like do the thing where we like keep. Like, we live off the tree for the year and we use every part of the tree.
No one ever does that.
No.
It's so sad. Every, like, beginning of the year, you look outside and everybody's, like, tinsel-covered dead trees in their front yard. And it's just, like, sadness.
Yeah, and you just make nice printer paper out of it.
That's, I don't think that's what happens to those trees. Number six.
Okay.
You are willing to make sacrifices for the other person. And I know it might sound like I kind of already said this, but I mean, like, in other ways. Like, you are willing to give them your time,
yeah,
or, like, help them with a project, or, you know, help them get through something in their life, and, you know, you're really sacrificing in order to do something for someone else.
It's easy for me to think of all kinds of things that you do for me like that, honestly. I have quite the list of things where I know that you sort of went above and beyond, and you, like, helped me, and I would have been screwed without you.
That's nice.
Do I ever do that for you? I probably don't.
Of course you do.
I hope so.
Of course you do.
I probably do without, like, really, like...
Well, that kind of brings me to this next point.
Uh-oh.
But no, it's a good thing.
Okay.
It's another sign of being in love.
Oh, phew. Phew, that's okay. Us. That's us. That's totally us. We're good.
It's like the little things. It's the small little acts of kindness that you do that kind of just... keep reminding a person that you love them, and it can be like really simple little things.
I made you French toast the other morning.
That was really nice.
I brought you coffee today, and I sort of do stuff like that a lot.
So the first thing you ever, well, you've done like a lot of things, but the first thing you did for me that I really freaked out over, that I thought was the sweetest thing ever, that I could not just stop talking to all my friends about, this is going to sound really stupid, but you set my toothbrush.
Oh, no, we talked about this too. We talked about this, and then I told everyone your deep, dark, little, tiny secret where you don't put enough toothpaste on the toothbrush.
I put the normal amount of toothpaste
on
the toothbrush. You like to have a gallon of toothpaste.
Put the photo in. This is a real photo of what it looks like when she does my toothbrush.
You went to the bathroom because we were having this debate, and you went to the bathroom and put the tiniest dab of toothpaste on your own toothbrush and then tweeted it out as though that's how I set your toothbrush. That is not how I set your toothbrush.
It's a very close dramatization of
it is not at all close. And in dramatization is putting it very mildly.
Well, yeah, you actually probably put a little less toothpaste in that. Anyways, I know what you're saying. It's doing the little things to let them know that you care about them.
Little thing, the
exactly.
Little thing.
I open your car door from time to time.
Yes, you like insist.
I try.
You always say you work too hard.
You do work too hard.
To open my own door.
Yeah.
I'm a woman. I'm fully capable of opening my own door.
Yes. But I will do it.
I'm triggered.
Yes.
Okay. Number eight, you really appreciate your moments together.
Ah. Like when we wake up in the same bed and then now you live with me and the cats are like hanging out and then the dog is like, yo, what's up? They're best friends. And I do appreciate that.
Yeah. I think it's just like constantly... being aware of the good things that you have, because a lot of people focus on their stresses and negativities, but it's nice to just kind of be like, this is cool, and think about that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that's a nice sign of being in love.
I think so, too.
And this is one you brought up that I really liked.
Uh-oh.
You're the same... Why? Uh-oh.
I don't know.
This is a sign of being in love.
Oh, right. Deja vu. What's going on?
You're the same person with them as you are around your friends.
I agree. I hold that one really. That's a big thing for me. I think I am the same. asshole around you. I'm just kidding. I'm not an asshole. I think I'm the same guy around you as I am around my closest friends.
Yeah. I feel like I'm the same too. And I think that's why it's so easy for us to just be like, hey, I'm hanging out with my friends. You should come because it's the same, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry because a lot of people, I feel like, separate their relationship from their friendships because then they have to try to be two different people at the same time and they can't handle it. So they keep a degree of separation. I'm not saying it's, you know, unhealthy to ever do things on your own with your friends, but I feel like if you never include your partner with your friends, that that's like probably a red flag.
Huge red flag.
Yeah.
And you want to be able to, yeah, be yourself. That's,
yeah,
that's nice.
That's a good one.
Soon I'll get to put you on a ski lift and you can actually hang out with me and my friends.
I have been on a ski lift with you and Joe before.
That's true.
It went really fast. That's the on the hill that I almost died on.
That's a called a high-speed quad. Yes. We can go back to the baby lifts. It's fine.
Thank you.
We'll take a step back. We had a
yeah,
know, a
that
tumble.
One time on the baby lift, I was trying to like squat to the appropriate height because it was like for children. And I didn't. And then things smacked me in the ass so hard. And I had that giant like
crack down the middle of your butt.
Oh, yeah. It's broken now.
Yeah. I'm like really funny on this episode. That's definitely my highlight.
I had that like giant target on my butt forever, just like rings of a bruise that just took forever to go away.
Yeah, the crack. Okay, sorry, I'll stop.
You're cracking me up.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, and the last on our list of signs that you are in love is that you are willing to put in the work to resolve problems and you work on your communication. That's the hardest thing, I feel like. I feel like a lot of people might have a great thing, but then it comes to the difficult part, and they're not willing to put in the work to either keep the relationship alive or to work through some kind of major problem. And granted, trust me, sometimes it is the right time to walk away. Like if you get cheated on, like, you shouldn't try to necessarily work through that if they just keep cheating on you. Like, that's terrible. But there are problems sometimes that are, like, miscommunications or behavioral patterns that can be worked on that aren't deal breakers.
Yeah.
And that's tough.
And when you yourself are willing to sort of take that true effort to put the relationship forward, it's a good sign that you're willing to do that. It's a great sign. It's required.
Yeah. Have you ever struggled with that one?
I think you are saying that one specifically because you know I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I've...
Well, just, we had this conversation before filming, and I know you had some things
to add. Yeah, I've had things in past relationships that prove that I knew it was over. And the idea that I had an opportunity or had opportunities to truly work things out, and at some point in time, my heart really overruled, and I didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't able to put in the effort because I knew that this wasn't right.
And I don't think that means that you never were in love. I just think that at that moment when you have that realization is maybe when it ends.
Yep.
But
which is
never easy,
but.
No, because people go through phases. You know, sometimes you have all of these things and sometimes you lose some of these things, and it's just you get to a point where you have to make a choice. But I do think that last one is the most important.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can have so many good things. You can have everything be perfect on paper, and you can have so much fun with that person. But regardless of how amazing you are together, there's going to be bumps in the road. And that's what kind of, determines whether or not it works.
I think that is a beautiful list. I think one could hold that list close to their heart and check in with it from time to time. And I think that you would know that the relationship is on the right track.
Oh, well, hopefully this is comprehensive enough. If you guys, you know, you're listening, leave a review. Let us know if you have any more pointers that we could add to this list. If you're watching somewhere else and you're able to leave a comment, let us know.
Yeah, YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube on 4th of July, what's up?
What's up?
You actually, yeah, leave a comment. And if you're listening elsewhere, of course, you can always do a podcast and review. And then our beautiful Patreon community is a great place where the conversation continues after these episodes. So that's a great place, patreon.com/Jacqueline and David.
Yeah, and if you guys have any more questions, please feel free to leave them on our Patreon, because we do look for them to inspire our episodes. And it's really cool to include you guys in these episodes.
Okay, I want to do one thing before we begin to wrap this up.
Okay.
So as you know, we're going on tour.
Wow, you don't think you've mentioned it yet on this episode.
I have, but I want to ask you, because honestly, I'm excited about a lot of things here, but I think one of the things I'm the most excited about is going these places with you. In the same way that I was really excited about the first time we ever went to Chick-fil-A together, which is so stupid, but I'm so excited about when we do anything together for the first time.
Okay.
Have you ever been? I'm going to list the city. I guess there's a lot of cities.
It was speed round.
Speed round.
All right. I think we need a little bit more wine though, because we're running low.
Speed round. Tell me a little bit about the city. Tell me something about the city, or if you've been there. And
I'm just going to say if I've been there or not.
Fine. San Diego.
A whale's vagina.
It's actually, the translation is a whale's vagina.
I did know that. It literally does translate to that.
You been?
I a long time ago, I went to the zoo whenever I was a kid.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
really,
I did too.
Really, really little.
Oh, man, we probably could have, like, totally hooked up.
Oh, what's up, boy?
Yeah.
What you doing over there in that stroller? I'm in my stroller over here, so.
There's, like, pictures of me, like, there as a kid.
Me too.
We used to have, like, the annual pass.
Oh. Well, I didn't have that. I went like once ever, but.
Yeah, maybe we didn't. I think my family was like pretty broke, so like probably didn't actually have the annual pass, but they probably just dropped me off at the zoo and they're like, bye.
Yippee.
Okay, Las Vegas.
Yes. We were there not long ago. There's a vlog.
We were there. It was a total train wreck.
It was.
Everything that we did, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong, including the lady that pooped in the pool.
Oh, God. So gross. Continue on.
Phoenix.
We were also there not long ago to see my dad.
That's true.
Yeah.
Austin.
I don't think I've been to Austin, but I'm excited to go.
In my favorite green room out of all the green rooms I've ever performed in was in Austin at a place called Stubbs Barbecue. And the green room area was a bunch of old... Not Winnebagos, but you know how we're buying an RV?
Mm-hmm.
The silver, Streamline, the silver ones. They're all like silver on the outside. Airstream. Oh. And they all were modified and they were customized. They all had AC inside and they had TVs and they had everything that you need. And they brought out so much barbecue for us. And
sounds
it was
fancy.
Delicious. Cornbread, it was amazing. Mm. Dallas. By the way, if you can't tell, these are the cities on our tour.
Yes.
Dallas.
Yeah, I do believe we were in Dallas at the same time together.
You and I, we did play NASCAR.
That's a NASCAR.
That is a NASCAR. Just keep going around and around. Houston.
I have had many layovers in Houston.
When I was a kid, my favorite basketball player was Charles Barkley, and at this time, he did play for the Houston Rockets.
Oh, nice.
Okay, next, New Orleans.
Ooh, New Orleans. Actually, I went there in high school with my cheerleading team.
Go team.
Woo. We were the halftime performance for the Sugar Bowl that was in New Orleans that year, and it was so intense and crazy, but it was a lot of fun, and that's the most people I've ever done anything in front of.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That was a joke. Sugar Bowl? Never mind.
Oh.
Yeah. So I went there once. It was a day off on my first tour, and we filmed a cover of What Makes You Beautiful.
You don't know.
And when we play that song live, we would call it Old Faithful, because the girls in the audience would love it. So we'd be like, what do we play? Play Old Faithful. And it always worked every time.
Funny.
Yeah. We should probably play that on the tour.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a good throwback, that everybody would be like, oh my God, you're playing What Makes You Beautiful? What year is this? Oops. Tampa, Florida.
I don't know anything about Tampa.
Didn't you grow up in Tampa?
Yeah, born and raised in Tampa, Florida. Went to University of South Florida in Tampa. Go Bulls!
Okay.
My mama lives there, so we will be seeing her.
I've been to your mom's house.
Yes,
that
you
is
have.
My only experience of Tampa, Florida. All right, I'm going to start bringing the dates here. August 15th, Orlando, Florida.
Oh, nice. Next?
That is August 15th is Orlando, Florida. You don't have anything?
I mean, that's near Tampa.
Oh, yeah. That's,
Playlist Live!
Yeah, that's
hey!
Your...
Hey! Okay. I love Playlist Live.
I lived in Orlando for a long time. I hated it because, I hated it in general. I hate geckos, like those little lizard things. Probably not even geckos.
They're kind of cute.
Yeah, no. Uh-uh. That, no.
Oh, they're kind of cute.
Yeah, no. I can't handle those. Okay, right. Next one. August 17th, Atlanta, Georgia.
I've been to Atlanta.
Yeah?
Yeah, twice. Brie and Chrissy used to live there, so I drove through and visited them.
Cool.
And then recently I was there to see your grandma.
Oh, and my Atlanta thing is that my 96-year-old grandma, on her Facebook page yesterday, posted the link to the ticket sales of the Atlanta show.
It's crazy. She's better at technology than I am.
She's probably watching this on YouTube, and she's probably a patron.
She's probably streaming it to her TV from her phone.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. And she's got her Apple Watch, too. Yeah. Who knows? She could just be, like, rocking that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Charlotte, North Carolina on August 18th.
I don't think I've been there. I'm so excited.
I've been to Charlotte. Okay. I think I played one venue, and then I also played, like, a cool little suburb kind of spot as well.
Nice.
I think I've been there twice.
Nice.
Okay, Washington, D.C. on the 19th of August.
I have been to Washington, D.C. many times for Playlist Live as well.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they have one there.
Yeah.
Are we going to go see, like, the statues and president-y things?
America.
America.
Of course we are.
All right, I'm down. I don't think we can drive the RV through Washington, D.C. It's, like, it's carrying propane, so it's, like, a bomb.
Oh.
So you can't drive it through D.C.
We'll figure out a way to
figure
it out.
Yeah, I remember, like, somebody, like, looked at me and they're like, hey, get off the road. You can't drive that here. And I was like, sorry. Philadelphia on 8/20.
Cool.
Delicious. They have cheesesteak sandwiches. Philly cheesesteaks. Okay. New York on 8/22.
Sweet. I'm so excited. We have a day off in New York too. So we're going to go see the Statue of Liberty because I know you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, we're going to spend the entire morning doing podcast episodes with our friends. That's nice.
Our friends in New York.
Okay. 8/23, Boston.
I don't think I've been there either.
That's really, it's like, it's the most college, like, if you could look at a pamphlet of, like, this is college. That's what that city looks like. There's, like, people rowing, and then there's, like, little bridges, and, like, college students running in packs.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what Boston looks like. Okay, Montreal on 8/24.
Ooh, I went to Montreal in high school with my French class.
Oh.
So much fun.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour,
bonjour. Bonjour, bonjour. There goes the baker with his bread, like always.
You're so good at that. I played Montreal, and I did a tour where we were asking for venues that were provided by people, and we played a retirement home for free, you know? But then in the back of the room that we were performing in, all the old people were finishing their, like, 6 o'clock dinner or whatever before they go to bed, and they were allowed to stay in the room. But Montreal is a French city. So all of the old people didn't speak French or didn't speak English. They didn't understand anything I was singing or saying. So, it's great. We would always go into every night in my dreams I see you. Anyways, we would always go into that, which was also the Titanic theme song. And so I just remember making a joke about how traumatic it was for everyone in the back of the room to hear me sing the Titanic theme song because a lot of them were actually on the Titanic.
Oh, my God.
But, like, they didn't speak French, and, like, even a lot of the kids in the audience didn't really get it. Okay, 8/25, Toronto.
Same thing. I went there with my French class.
Cool.
We traveled Canada.
All right. One of the biggest shows I ever played was on my birthday in Toronto, and then the whole crowd, I think there was 1,200 people, sang me happy birthday,
nice.
Which was pretty cool. Okay. 8/27, Cleveland.
I don't think I've been there.
Cool.
But I can't wait.
I think, I've definitely been there. I've definitely played. I just can't really, like, put my finger on, like, Cleveland-specific things. Mm. Okay, Pittsburgh on 8/28.
I was there recently for the Black Craft Wrestling thing that I did.
We're playing a really cool thing there, and that show actually has hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah.
Y'all are in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Come get some hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. 8/29, Columbus, Ohio.
Don't think I've been there yet.
No? That's a good... They all sort of... I need to spend more time in each city. We'll get to
it. Me too. And actually, like, I have no idea where I want to live one day, so this is going to be a very nice just experience of many different things.
8/30, Indianapolis, Indiana.
I ain't never been there either, but I'm stoked.
One of my two football jerseys that I own is an Indianapolis Colts jersey.
I did know they were the Colts, because my family likes the Colts.
Cool. Chicago on 831.
I done been there.
You have?
I have been to Chicago,
yeah. Bean? You been to the Bean?
A friend of mine lives there. She's a doctor now. And she's about to have a baby.
Wait, what's your friend a doctor in?
She's just a general practitioner.
My friend's an ankle surgeon, so I guess, like, yeah, what's up?
Are we
competing?
Okay.
No, we're not? Okay, that's weird. All right, I'll stop. Minneapolis on September 2nd.
I went to Minneapolis when I was a kid. We went to the Giant Mall there. It was really fun.
Oh, that one is cool. And it's got, yeah, like, water slides and stuff.
I just remember they had, like, a thing where, God, I wonder if they still have this.
Mall of America.
Yeah, but I wonder if they still have the, like, you take the tab off your Coke can, mm-hmm, and you put it in this giant thing that they, like, collected all of those. I wonder, yeah, if they still have that.
We can go.
I remember. That's, like, a memory from my childhood. Random. I didn't think of it until just now.
We can totally go. Denver, 9-4.
Your sisters live there. What?
Both of my sisters pretty much live in Denver, yeah.
Yeah, we were just there for your youngest sister's graduation. Very cool.
Yep. Yep, they probably both will be there. I wonder if they'll go to the show. They probably won't.
Oh, they'll go.
You think?
Of course they'll go.
Nah.
It'll be so much fun. It'll be a party.
We'll see.
It'll be
so
much fun.
Leah and Danny, if you come to my show, I would be very appreciative.
It'll be so much fun.
I'm sure they don't listen to the podcast. There's no way.
Maybe they do.
Maybe.
What's up, guys?
Salt Lake City, 9-6.
Oh, my God. I went to an atheist convention on Easter in Salt Lake City.
Oh. I once played, yeah, a Mormon Christmas thing on Hanukkah.
Oh, my God. Is that the show where you didn't know the words to,
yeah,
Silent Night?
Yeah, that's really funny. There's a video out there. I played this Mormon Christmas event in New York City at YouTube Space. And it was a live stream concert. And there was a lot of people watching. And, you know, I was being paid as a backup musician for, you know, one of the artists. And as a result, well, it was the first day of Hanukkah. So I'm the one that's like, hey, guys. It's the first day of Hanukkah, and, like, they're all Mormon, so they're like, what are you, like, no. Meanwhile, I'm like, I just want some coffee, and, like, the coffee wasn't served that day. Anyways, but I played the show, and they asked for everyone to come in and sing Silent Night. But not only was it Silent Night, it was the third verse of Silent Night. So I, as a Jew, don't know anything other than, like, I have this one specific memory in a mall. Hopefully this isn't offensive. Of my dad singing Silent Fart to me.
Oh, I'm so offended.
While the entire, like, everyone's singing Silent Night.
And I'm so, like, offended.
It was so funny as a kid. So that's all I really know is just Silent Fart.
Can we do a cover of Silent Fart?
Sure. Fine.
Hashtag Silent Fart.
So anyways, there's this video of me and all of these professional singers, and the camera was slowly panning through everyone singing the third verse of Silent Night. And as it's just crossing over me, I'm just mouthing the words, and it's so off and so bad. But I'm on camera, and it's just, there's like 20 seconds of the camera on me, and I don't know a single Silent Night word.
And you're just like, me, me, me.
I'm like,
me,
looking around.
Me, me, me.
Exactly. Okay, okay. This has been fun. Sacramento on September 8th.
I have been to Sacramento.
Yeah.
I actually did a public speaking thing in Sacramento. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And Los Angeles on September 13th.
I don't know anything about Los Angeles.
No, not at all.
I don't know.
That venue's going to be sweet. So
oh,
if you live in LA,
beautiful.
If you live in LA, you want to catch the Los Angeles show. Woo! I don't know whose house that is. It's got to be like Miley.
Beautiful.
It's
got to
be like
house.
Miley Cyrus's house or something.
Performing
it's,
live at Miley Cyrus's house. That's right.
I have
right.
no clue. All right, should I? You know, this has gone sort of.
Let's
on
just
sort
go.
Of
yeah,
I'm
just
gonna rapid fire through the Europe
ones.
The Europe dates. Here we are in Europe. Berlin. You been?
Woo! Yes.
All right, I've been as well. Prague.
Never been.
That's on 10-8. On 10-10, Munich.
Never been.
Been. On 10-13, Rome.
I've been there many times. My family is from there.
Oh, they're so cute.
Yes.
I think that's the place that I'm the most excited about. Okay. 10-14, Paris.
I have been there. I'm very excited to go again.
I've been there as well. My God, we've already done all these cities. No, but I'm very excited to go there with you. 10-16, Cologne.
Never been.
Sweet. I have. 10-17, Amsterdam.
Never been.
Oh, my gosh. Should we party?
Let's party.
Woo, prostitutes. No, okay, sorry. I was trying to go off.
We need
a
breakup.
No, I thought we were on the same.
No, you did not.
I was just
No,
kidding.
You
that
did
was,
not.
It was a joke, but like maybe they
so
do
So remember that thing that you said earlier about trying to be sensitive to jokes that were triggering to me?
I just thought, yeah. That was
fucking fun. Triggered.
Yeah, yeah. Fine. Well, maybe we'll eat like a cupcake that's got marijuana in it.
Drugs are bad.
Okay, that's fine. Glasgow, 10-18. Scotland.
Yeah, they know. I've been to Glasgow before.
All right.
I would love to reprogram my brain on Glasgow. I would love to go with you.
Okay, well, I'm going to wear a kilt so I can help you with that.
I would so have sex with you in a kilt.
Cool.
You wear the kilt.
Yeah, I know.
I have been to Edinburgh, though, which is the most beautiful place I've ever been in my life.
Well, we do have a day off in between, so that was the plan. Mm-hmm. 10:20, Manchester.
You know, I don't think I've been to Manchester.
I haven't either.
I studied abroad in college. I spent a semester in Kingston upon Hull in Northern England. And I visited London, but I've never been to Manchester.
Oh, so like that way you speak the language, so you'll be able to translate
everything
for me.
Yes, I speak English, yes.
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 And then finally, finishing off our ridiculous world tour, except for if we go to Mexico, but probably this is finishing off here, 10:22, London.
Woo!
You been?
I have been to London.
I have been too.
I'm excited to go and take all the traditional corny tourist pictures with you.
I'm really excited about that too.
If anybody lives in any of these places and you guys, you know, have any tips of like where to go, like
maybe we need,
I need like a tour guide.
That's what we need tour guides.
You want to like show us around, like.
Actually, yeah.
Is it weird to like crash at people's places? I don't want to be weird, but that'd be sweet.
Yeah, no, we're open to the idea of tour guides and hosts. So
we'll make a form.
We will make
a form.
Anyways,
we have like droned on about this for so long.
We have droned on. Sorry about this being a long episode. I've had a lot of fun. I think this is the episode I'm the most proud of to show my dad that I am funny like him.
He's funny.
No, I'm not actually funny. I actually probably sounded sort of like a tool this whole episode.
What?
No. No, you, thanks.
I thought you were funny.
I thought you were funny.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Yeah.
And everyone has collectively vomited.
Oh. That's how you know you are in love.
There you go. Way to wrap it up.
Everyone else vomits. Okay. So, with that, we're going to end this episode. Thank you to everybody who supports on Patreon. Thank you to everybody who leaves reviews.
Please leave ratings and reviews. It helps our podcast oh so much.
Oh so much. Mm-hmm. All right. I think
that's about it.
I think that's about it.
All right, thanks for watching, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Goodbye.
Bye.